96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What's the best way for your son or daughter to move into work or career after high school or college? You want them to get out there, get a job, make some money, and pay some bills, I'm sure. Well, the world has changed a lot since many of us were in their shoes, and the rules have changed too. So how do they get there from here? We have some advice tonight from the experts. Dr. Joan Brown is the director for the Center of Career Education Development and Research here at Howard University. And Sean Talley is a human resources expert and CEO of Performance Strategies. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Brown, Sean, thank you both for coming in and talking about this issue.
Thank you for having me.
Great to see you again, Harold.
Okay, so let's get right down to it. You have young people that are literally just weeks away from graduating from high school, graduating from college, and if they don't have a job lined up, or if they haven't made a decision about what they want to do when they graduate, or as some of us will say, what they want to do when they grow up, then they're going to come home. So I'll start with you, Dr. Brown. What is the first thing you would tell parents or young people, college or high school, if they're trying to figure out what they want to do after they get their sheepskin?
Well, the first thing I advise students and clients would be to understand who you are. Get to know yourself. Get to know the things that you really want to do in life. Think about yourself 5 years down the road. And start to think about the career path that would get you to accomplish those goals. So first of all, you have to have some goals in place to go after. You have to have a career plan in place, meaning do you know if you're going to go to college, if you're coming out of high school and you're going to go to college maybe in a year? Do you want to do something that is going to help you to make a decision about a major? So for a high school student, you're really exploring now options for full-time professions once you've gone to college. If going to college is not your option, then, again, the self-assessment is very much an important thing. You cannot offer to a company anything unless you know who you are, unless you know what drives you. So start thinking about the things that you're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about the things that you would want to do if you weren't paid.
Mm. Now, that's fine, you know, for those who are getting out of high school and trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if I don't know who I am by the time I get out of college, my mom is going to give me the side eye because she's going to say, okay, you're supposed to figure this out during the 4 years, or in my case, the 5 years that I was in college. So is it possible that perhaps if you haven't figured that out, that maybe you should take a break after college?
Well, it depends on if your circumstances can allow you to support that
mm-hmm.
lifestyle.
Or your parents' circumstances.
Or your parents. You know, the harsh reality is you may just need to get out there and find something to do. You need to figure it out, and you need to figure it out really, really quickly if the support system is not there.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly there are resources to help you fast track to figuring out who you are.
And I want to talk about those resources in just a bit, but Sean, as I said in the beginning, the world has changed. A lot of us who got out of school 10, 20 years ago, we were able to, in some cases, walk straight into a job, whether it was college or high school, or you could go into the military, which is not to say that that's not an option now. But the rules have changed. Give me a thumbnail sketch of how things are different now in the job hunt when compared to, or going on the career track when compared to the way things were, say, 20 years ago.
things have changed over the last 20 years because jobs have changed. And not only have jobs changed, the number of jobs have changed. So really, the issue now is competition. So kind of using the example that you talked about before, I would expect a person that's gone to college, that was a part of their plan, of the goals that Dr. Brown talked about. But that's just the preparation. So what you mentioned before, having that degree and walking to a job, that doesn't happen as much anymore because there's a distinction between qualifications and skills.
What do you mean?
Qualifications are having the degree, a certain number of years of experience in a certain area. That just gets you through the front door for an interview, but people pay for skills. People hire people with skills. So the people that walk out of graduation with a job are the people that have prepared along the way and made sure that they've acquired the skills as well.
Phones are already up and ringing. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me pick up an early phone call here. Veronica calling from Washington, D.C. Veronica, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I do agree with what the gentleman just said because I used to work in HR, and knowing that, I started preparing my son for the working world by having him to start working at 14 because D.C. has programs here that allows children to start working at 14 during the summertime. And I insisted that he did that, and he did, and then went on to college. And then on his spring break, I would have him to work. And so when he finally graduated from college, it was easy for him to transition into the job that he wanted to get because he had the skills in addition to the education. And my thing, what I would say to parents is that they need to prepare their kids in junior high and high school, not being afraid to allow them to work, but to say to them, you can work and go to school because our forefathers did it. So, this is the way I was thinking when I was thinking to prepare my son. And because of that, he is very marketable. Every job he goes after, he gets it.
That's a fascinating point, Veronica. Thank you for your input. Dr. Brown, talk to me about that because you do have some parents that say for their high school children, I just want you to go to school. Whether they can afford to have them just do that. But others say, I want you, as Veronica just said, I want you to work so that you can get an idea of what that is like, that kind of mental multitasking. What do you think about that?
Well, she's absolutely on point. There are two things that I wanted to say about her point. Because of how the world of work is transitioning, we have to be very careful about the direction we send our students in, because the jobs that were existing 20 years ago, some of them don't even exist today. And what parents may be thinking as an appropriate direction for a child, that job may not even exist by the time that kid gets out of school. So sending the child to work would be more to develop the soft skills, to understand interpersonal relations, to understand the world of work, understand office policy. What's the appropriate way to answer a telephone? What's the appropriate way to have a conversation with your supervisor? But at high school, unless it's one of the very solid professions like medicine, law, where there's not a whole lot of change, it's going to be difficult to direct a high school student to a career path post-graduation, college years, because the world of work would have shifted by then. And in terms of preparation, you're not preparing for the jobs that are available today. Mm-hmm. You're preparing for where the workforce is headed. So there's a lot of research that has to be done. But she is right in terms of getting our students out to understand, feel out the world of work.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more about moving young people from school to the world of work, whether they are graduating from high school, graduating from college. Decision time. Now's the time to talk about it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
You know that special...
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. What is the best way for your son or daughter to move into work or career after high school or college? Well, we have some expert advice for you tonight. Dr. Joan Brown is the director for the Center of Career Education, Development, and Research right here at Howard University. And Sean Talley is a human resources expert and CEO of Performance Strategies. Free advice here. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Alex calling from Silver Spring.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Silver Spring.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I just heard the callers, the speakers, Joan Brown and Sean Talley. Very good information. Just wanted to say that I think also strategies need to be developed for those students who, or even people working minimum wage who just really can barely make ends meet, and then what happens, the rent goes up, the whole nine yards, et cetera. Yet there are some very, it's never been easier than 2014 for even people working minimum wage to have some type of strategy or even business on the side. Back in the old days, people had gardens, of course, where you could pretty much grow your food and not have to have to worry about starving. Yet mm-hmm. today, it's not quite the same way. There's a 2006 Nobel Prize winner, Muhammad Yunus. He helped millions of people get out of poverty in Bangladesh by showing them simple ways of starting their own micro-franchises. The franchise industry dominated the 20th century. They say in some studies that 40% of retail came from some sort of franchise. Yet in the 21st century, these micro-franchises, which Muhammad Yunus has brought the attention to, will actually dominate the retail industry. And so,
well, Alex, thank you so much. And I do remember seeing that story. I believe it was on 60 Minutes. Excellent point. Everyone, you know, trying to, you know, have their own business in one way or another. So I think you make an excellent point. If you are on the phone, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on the other side. Stay with us. W.